Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of February, recording at 9:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were a bit mixed, not much on the downside, and there were at least a couple of good gains. Japan's Nikkei had one of the better ones, up 2.84%, almost offsetting all of yesterday's decline, and Australia had quite a reasonable bounce, not quite offsetting yesterday's declines. The European stock markets were all on the upside, at least the ones that I can see here on my screen, but gains were paired as Wall Street weakened. Wall Street had opened up with modest gains, but didn't like the Philadelphia Fed report, which showed a weaker economy than people had hoped. So, and we had a fairly sharp sell-off with declines in the order of 1.15% to 1.29%. And elsewhere, we had another day's rally in the Treasuries. Remember, they were hit quite hard last week and earlier in the week, but rallied off lows yesterday, and they had some upside follow through today, closing up a point and a half on the 30-year bond. And the dollar was, because these other bonds, they look about unchanged. The dollar was quite weak in here today, currently trading down 521 ticks on the U.S. dollar index. That's taking it back down to 75.595. And it's taken the euro up to 148.12. That was one of the bigger gainers. But sterling, I see 196.28. That's up a couple of cents. Precious metals had done quite well earlier on, following yesterday's new highs in gold and silver. So they had upside follow through, but they caught some contagion from the Wall Street selling, despite the weakness of the dollar, which had lifted them initially. And we currently have gold bullion. It's at 944.80. That's down 9 off the day's high. It's up 70 cents on the day. Modest, well, top 10.5 cents, and nearly 11 cents in silver and after hours trading. Platinum was reasonably firm in here, although well off the high. Same with palladium. And the industrial metals were all strong. Interesting $1,150 gain for nickel. But remember, nickel's at, that took nickel to $29,250, but it certainly looks like basing activity. You might have noted that chart yesterday that I posted. And the grain and bean complex, slight gains, it looks like. White sugar was very strong. That's the UK contract. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, obviously there's still a lot of nervousness in stock markets, and pretty much all of it is really related to two things: a concern over the US economy, and then surging fuel and food prices. Now, I forgot to mention in my review that crude oil did fall in here today. I think the reserves or stocks in the U.S. came in slightly higher than expected, and we've currently got crude having gone to another new high earlier today, got up to 133, that's the spot WTI, then closed down at 97.60. So that came off fairly sharply, but it's still at the higher side of its range, as you can see. Now, So those two factors, the very strong commodity prices and inflation fears, coupled with the U.S. economic weakness, the obvious prospect of stagflation, that's what's worrying the markets right now. And overall, I would describe it as sort of a struggle, a tug of war here between the supply and the demand factors in markets. We so often get that near market highs and also near market bottoms. And I think just to try to sum it up overall, that it would be a good idea not to be too aggressive in here, either in terms of buying opportunities or in terms of short selling. I know a lot of people are still bearish. My own feeling, of course, is that markets are now much closer to important lows than to highs, and some markets have done very well. It's really sort of defying the overall bearish tone that has existed in many stock markets around the world. Now, in terms of this whole coupling, uncoupling debate that we hear of so often, and people are saying, "Oh, well, uncoupling has had it as a theory. It's failed once again." Well, what are we talking about? If we're talking about stock markets, there's no doubt about it. We've always seen it when Wall Street really takes fright, that does exert a powerful leash effect. And it's not hard to understand why. People know that it's happened in the past, which helps to cause it to happen once again. They expect it. And then, of course, you have a lot of American and European investors who will invest globally, and they'll pull in their horns somewhat as they see these pressures. And Asian investors are not going to be immune to the psychological pressures of weakness on Wall Street, although they won't be affected by that as strongly perhaps as European investors or investors in the Antipodes. But economically, are we uncoupling? Well, you bet, in the sense that we're certainly not going to see any recession in Asia, and as a matter of fact, their growth rates are going to remain extremely attractive overall, albeit a little bit slower than they were previously. And in a country like China, the government had been trying to slow down that growth rate somewhat anyway. Now, where does the great long-term potential lie? I think as far as the Western economies are concerned, the dodgy areas are some of the domestic ones, although if they fall too sharply, and if they have reasonable yields, and if they have defensive qualities, then of course they become much more interesting again. In terms of growth, the many of the companies that are involved in the globalization plays, exporters, are the ones that tend to do best. So if you take the U.S. economy, for instance, and one could say it's not wildly different in terms of the UK economy, or even some of the, or even the continental European current economy. Certainly, an economy like Germany will fit this model, where the international exporters are doing extremely well, and I don't think that's going to change. Whereas the domestic companies, domestic economy companies, well, their prospects are a lot more chancy. They really have to be something exceptional to be doing quite well here. And in terms of Asia's long-term growth potential, well, it's utterly outstanding. I'm talking to a very shrewd, experienced investor earlier today, and he said, "You know, sometimes I just don't like to look at the screen every day in terms of my really important long-term themes." Why? Because people can get carried away. We can get our emotions churned over by the volatility that we see, not to mention the mental noise that is coming from so many quarters. But If you have investments in Chindia, for example, if you have investments in global infrastructure, if you have investments in resources, are they going to be outstanding performers over the next decade or more? Well, I'd certainly bet on that and have, as you know. Okay, moving on to the long-dated government bonds. They're sort of caught between the inflation fears and the recession fears, and that may keep action choppy for a while longer. But my big theme on this is that as confidence does recover in stock markets and the global economy, and confidence will recover in stock markets first, being a leading indicator, then bonds will be under more pressure, and the inflation concerns will remain strong. Precious metals, it's really a matter of do we wind up and see a little bit more acceleration here before we do we see a little more upside acceleration before we wrap up this medium-term move? I think it's that's quite likely to be the case. And what else to mention? The industrial metals, these are going to make a very good comeback this year. I've mentioned that on a number of cases. As far as timing are concerned, obviously look at the price charts, and also you want to be looking at the stockpiles, the LME warehouse stockpiles. And of course, you can find all of that information in the chart library. Now, I'm away tomorrow, so Owen will be in the hot seat, and I will be back on Monday, and looking forward to more coverage on your behalf. Meanwhile, I hope you have a good day in the markets tomorrow, and an absolutely great weekend. All the best.